Supreme Chancellor Palpatine, previously Plain Senator Palpatine, for the better part of his life, Darth Sidious, Dark Lord of the Sith, stood pensively in his luxurious office, benevolently smiling at the mayhem he had wrought. Well, not personally. He wasn't the one who personally found the willing dupes, stirred up their real and imagined grievances against the Republic, supplied them with the explosives and the codes required to evade security, and left them to get on with things. No, that was the tedious footwork of some minion or other, some other willing dupe cousined by his useful, if elderly, apprentice Darth Tyrannus. The one keeping a seat warm for Anakin, who was ripening so nicely, really coming along. There was something so satisfying about a plan brought to fruition. In the cocooned hush of his office, it wasn't possible to hear the sirens, the screaming, the shouting, the horror. But he didn't need to hear it. He could see it and feel it in the Force. The dark side was a wonderful thing. He glanced away from the fruits of his daydreaming to the chrono on his desk. Ah, nearly time. Turning from the vast transperisteel window, from the panorama of death he'd painted with such skill, he retrieved his dark hooded cloak from his private wardrobe, slid into it, and activated the narrow band holo transceiver he kept for these special occasions.
"Master,"
said Dooku's hologram, bowing. Really, the man should be kneeling, but age did have its compensations, at least for a little while.
"You are aware of our most recent success?"
"Yes, Darth Tyrannus," Sidious replied. "I've been watching events unfold with some interest. Well done."
Praise from a Sith Lord was rare, and Dooku let his surprise show.
"My lord, you humble me."
"And you bore me," he thought. "But let us not go into that. Not yet. How stand matters with General Grievous?"
"He assembles his renewed droid army now, my lord. He's anxious to engage the Jedi in battle once again."
"The point of this mission is that he not engage the Jedi, Tyrannus. Not until Bothawi lies firmly in his grasp. Once Bothawi has fallen to us, they will expend themselves thoughtlessly in the attempt to reclaim it. We seek the deaths of many Jedi, Tyrannus. Remind Grievous of that. Remind him he is hardly indispensable."
Dooku bowed again.
"My lord, I will."
Darth Sidious disconnected the hololink, returned the transceiver to his cloak's pocket, and the cloak to its hanger in the wardrobe. He liked to keep his possessions neat and tidy. A place for everything, and everything in its place. His desk holopad beeped, and he toggled its switch.
"What is it?"
Mos Amita's hologram bowed.
"My lord, word has reached me that Obi-Wan Kenobi was injured in one of the terrorist attacks."
"Obi-Wan, really? Don't say terrorists, Mos Amita. It's such a partisan, emotional word. Leave words like that to our redoubtable friends in the Holonet News Service."
Mos Amita nodded.
"My lord."
Darth Sidious looked down, his thoughts seething. The gesture was a dismissal, and Mos Amita knew it. The hololink disconnected. Unobserved once more, he looked up, knowing a red light gleamed in his eyes.
"Obi-Wan injured. That upright, sanctimonious, inconvenient Jedi injured," he thought. "Good."
He slid himself beneath the surface of the everyday, submerging his mind in the peerless currents of the dark side. Where was Anakin? What was he feeling? Grief, fear, anger, guilt.
Excellent.
Would Kenobi die? No. No, which was sad, but this turn of events was certainly serendipitous. Something could be made of it, surely. Something useful. Something permanent. For it was time. and more than time, that Anakin was weaned from Kenobi and his milkish light side pap. Time he truly began to sup upon the dark. Sitting back, fingers steepled, Darth Sidious began to explore the possibilities.